And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, this is a very special show. Our good buddy John Ireland is here. We're kind of going to not really call it the farewell tour of Rancho Leonero, but it kind of is, but, you know. We're not getting rid of this guy, we can tell you that for sure. But you stay tuned. We're in a lot of nostalgia here on Let's Talk Hookup. Stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. You know, when you said that John was coming in and talking nostalgia all morning, all week, that, you know, thinking about John being on here, all I've thought about are all the super fun memories,
man,
I have shared fishing, friends, family,
yeah,
at Rancho Leonero, and I'm really looking forward to getting to hang out for 2 hours and talking about the thing I've always said, my favorite place to go fishing, Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, and you know, we've only been associated with them just a little over 30 years, but he's been doing this for 40 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? Imagine the nostalgia that you're going through, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's looming now, right? And I've been so busy kind of unwinding 40 years of work on my labor, and now it's, yeah, another 3 or 4 weeks, and
yeah,
and I'll hang up my spurs.
So know? What happens? So. What happens on December 1st? Do they bring these bulldozers in and start mowing it down, or
no,
what's going to happen?
Actually, December 15th is when I turn over the keys.
Uh-huh.
The hotel closes December 1st.
Yeah,
and yeah, they're not going to keep the same hotel, and they're going to build a 80 room hotel, and they're very, very high end residential builders. Is what they're really, that's their focus.
That's like their style.
What comes first, the houses or the new?
Well, you know, they change around. It's a work in progress. Initially, my understanding was that they were going to start with the homes and then go after the hotel later. Now it's changed, and they want to start the hotel first. The hotel, you know, the East Cape is interesting, just real quickly. Cabo San Lucas, the main months, the most popular months in Cabo are December, January, and February. And on the East Cape, it's a little different story because
sure,
we get that north wind, and it's not as desirable as on the other side. But on the Cabo side, on the Arches side and everything, it's dangerous on the beach.
Right.
You know, the real steep drop-offs all the way around, you know, the Pacific swell banging up against there. Not a place you want to let your kids
you
run around.
Get swept away. The shore break is for real.
Not at all. So they have preferable weather, but they don't have the use of the beach like we do with the lake, like atmosphere and everything. So the East Cape is really preferentially better for housing development, for families to come down, use the water in front, and actually use the Sea of Cortez. You see the hotels over in Cabo, and they're up on the bluff, and people maybe go down the stairs and stick their feet in the water, but they're hanging around the swimming pool.
Sure.
Completely different deal. It's interesting because they're so close to each other.
Yeah, right.
We're all in Cabo County, but completely different weather and everything else. Anyway, long story short, it's much more preferential for residential development, building homes. And one development out of Monterey, who purchased
Monterey, Mexico.
Monterey, Mexico, correct. They're an old, old family, the Sada family, and one of the founding families of Monterey, and big developers, and very sophisticated, great people. And so they're coming on board, and they're going to do all residential. But they're going to, hard to say, but they're going to tear down the hotel.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to start maybe as soon as April.
Wow.
So I'm going to be somewhere on the other side of the planet, I think.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough day.
I want to see
That's going to be a tough day.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you know, you're still hosting visitors until December 1st.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's probably still some spots open.
Yeah, there are.
I know you always celebrate Thanksgiving down there.
Yeah, we have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's probably true. Really,
no, we do a really good job at Thanksgiving. We are busy, and we'll be busy right to the end of the year. You know, everybody's taking advantage of their last chance to come down and visit with us, and you know, and for me, one of the big things is the ranch has given me the opportunity to meet so many great people and so many interesting people, and it's a great spot for everyone to let their hair down. It's real positive, and honestly, you know, you get to talk to people on a level that you never would up here with as busy as everybody is. So it's really afforded me the opportunity to make many, many good friends and a great life as well.
Yeah.
You know, so it's gonna be a change for me. I still own my home down there, and I own half of the subdivision, and I've got a farm across the way that I own half of, and so I'll be down there. But probably not right when they're going to be tearing the hotel.
Yeah, not that time. Well, I know for us, Ricky, myself, and a lot of our listeners, it's a sad day to see Rancho Leonero, as we know it, go away.
Yeah,
there's a lot of great memories down there.
It is, you know, and it's unique. I didn't realize, you know, guests come to me and everybody, where do we go? Where's it like?
Yeah.
I really don't have an answer. You know, my competitors and my friends on the East Cape, everyone has a little different venue, and the ranch venue's old style.
Yes, totally.
Meals included, you know, free fish freezing, and I just kept it old style. Well, a lot of the other hotels, all the Mexican owners and all that, they build their hotels to what they feel the tourists are looking for, mostly gringos, and they feel like everyone wants to be a Hyatt or look for a Hyatt or a Hilton, and I always knew that the old traditional was unique, and so I kept that, which was easy to do, of course, but it's really the last of the old style Mexican fishing resorts, at least in Baja Sur.
But you kept the old style with modern amenity. That was that was the kicker. Like, you had the old school feel and the old school vibe, but nice beds and nice linens and great service. And you always, you know, Rancho Leonero always was the blend of the old but still so comfortable.
Right. Well, you know how the food always tastes better when you're barbecuing and you're outside and you're camping or something. That's really the atmosphere, you know.
Because you barbecue every day.
We have the barbecues going every day.
Yes,
it is. And people, a lot of fish. It's unique because when everybody's catching fish, like this has been a good year for us, you know, where in the world can you get sushi and sashimi, you know, as appetizers just going?
Yeah, when we do the Let's Talk Hookup tournament, there's always like a lot of that going around sharing.
Yeah, everybody. Hey, we caught this. You guys want some of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's small enough, you know, where all the guests get get to know each other. They're sharing fish and everything. It's a very personal, intimate environment, and where everyone really gets to know each other, and it's very relaxed. And you compare it to a 200 or 300 room hotel in Cabo or somewhere, you know,
it's totally different,
where no one talks to each other. It really is unique, and it's the Mexican. The politicians and all that have been coming for years and years to the hotel. They love Rancho Lanero because it's the old style.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really Mexican style.
Right.
It's very hacienda style.
Right.
And very rustic. And so all the Mexicans, the politicians and all that love the place.
Yeah.
So, at our closing party, you know, that we're going to have the governor and three or four ex-governors. And it's kind of ironic because, you know, I have my Mexican citizen. But I'm a gringo, and so it's kind of ironic that a gringo is the last Mexican hotel.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a big deal locally too with the closing and all that, and everybody's paying attention and
sure.
And so
yeah. See what's going on, you know. And now, like you say, that with now the going away of Rancho Lanero, the going away of Punta Colorado, which was another very different hotel than Rancho Lanero because it's not old, but it was remote and kind of more old world. The only one I can think of that, and it's still not in the same league, would be Playa del Sol, smaller atmosphere, but that's still right in the middle of the town.
Right.
It's not that remote, beautiful. It is a beautiful spot, but it's a smaller hotel, and maybe we could send people to Punta Colorado, to Playa del Sol. It's a wonderful spot. Yeah.
And that's where we have been sending our guests, you know, and when they ask, but it's not the same. It's different. Yeah, I'm not saying it's bad or anything.
No.
It's just, you know.
Like you say, in those great commercials, it's unique.
Yeah,
There's no other way to describe Rancho.
It really is. You know,
we
had our family reunion down there, the last one, and all the family was there. And my grandkids, John and Elise, and that reef in front is probably the best part of
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really, really great snorkeling. You know, shallow water, warm. Just jammed with fish. What a great thing. And just this year, you know, they're 6 and 8 now. And just now they're really getting into the diving, you know, of course, the last year we're here. But you know, we have the home, and they'll be coming down visiting. But to watch the kids, you know, and there's generations of young kids that have learned to swim and dive on that reef and everything. And it really is very fulfilling for me. And I'll go to guests, you know, they were at lunch. There was a nice young family, three kids, mom and dad, and they're walking by, and the reef is just glistening, you know. I'm looking through my polarized glasses, and it's just, you can see, it was a really nice day. So I stopped at the table and said, you know, you really got to get the kids out of here on this reef. And the father looks at me, and he goes, he goes, yeah. He says, I learned to swim on that reef.
No way.
He says, now we've been on it earlier today, and I'm teaching my kids to swim on it. You know, so it's multi-generational, and really is a unique, great, great spot. And one development's going to do a good job with it, and everybody will have access. I mean, for me, it's really important to that reef and that point.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I wonder if this new development will have like a fishing entity to the development.
All of them do, you know. We're a fishing hotel,
right?
You know, we're a fishing camp to start out with. Wild times in the early days. Wow, I mean, no women, just all guys hitting it hard, right? Hitting the fish hard and hitting the booze hard. You know, completely. It's morphed over the years, but of course that was our main deal. I actually started as a dive resort, you know. I was a diver myself, and Scripps helped me set up a complete dive shop there at the ranch.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I started.
Had a compressor, the whole deal.
We did. We had the cascade system, and we filled up tanks, and I did a lot of diving tours on Pomo Reef at the time before it was a park or anything else, and it was a great thing. But the difference, there's not as many divers, mm-hmm. They're nomadic, right? They come to one spot and then they go to others. So it became real obvious real quick that the real market, if I wanted to stay in business, was fishing. And I love to fish too, don't get me wrong. We were doing both, but we morphed into 100% full-time fishing. Anyway, getting back to your question, they're, like everyone, like all the other high-ends, like the Four Seasons down below and all that, you know, high-end fishing, right?
If you're staying there and you want to go fishing, they'll make it happen, but that's not why you're going.
They'll have the high-end stuff these guys are doing. They'll have two or three very, very nice boats, and I don't know how much you're going to pay for them, but it's a different deal. It'll be very similar to what the Four Seasons Costa Palmas is doing down below, because they have the yacht club. And
except like 10 times better location.
Oh, way better.
It's
the best on East Cape.
Yeah, there's the the Four Seasons, and then the Oman. The Oman's coming along. I don't know when they have a projected opening on that.
How many rooms do you think the Oman is?
The Oman? I have no idea.
They have over 200 workers from Italy that have been there for 2.5 years. They had to build a village for these guys. Wow. Build this hotel. They're Italian artisans, right? Can't believe how high this stuff is. And they're building a hotel. You know how many rooms? I just found this out like 3 or 4 months ago. 18 rooms.
18 rooms in that huge area?
And how many people?
200 people.
Yeah, and that's the Italian.
But you look at the footprint of this place, Rick. It's like giant. It's right next to the Four Seasons down there. It's crazy.
I think that starting per night, I think it's $6,000 or $7,000 to $30,000 a night.
A night.
That's nuts.
Oh my gosh.
It's nuts.
It is nuts.
And the homes. $30 million and they're not even really on the beach. You know, they're set back, and beach is public.
And do these people know that the wind blows like crazy December, January, February?
They're finding out.
That's the crazy thing.
Well, what really benefits the East Cape with this wind, you know, one of the few upsides of the wind is there's smaller hotels that they're building in support of residential.
Sure.
So we're not going to have all the high rises, the Hyatts and the Hiltons and all the real, real big stuff. More boutique hotels on our side in support of the residential development that's now going on. And
that's
so
cool. I'm sure they're going to do a great job.
They will.
It's going to be honor the tradition of Rancho Leonero. Do you have any idea what they're going to call it?
They're fooling around. It won't be Rancho Leonero.
No, it's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I won't. So.
Yeah. But there should be a dedication there for Rancho. This is Rancho Leonero. It'll always be Rancho Leonero.
Well, you know, it's funny. You go to on your iPhone or whatever to the Weather Channel, right? And Leonero. You just go Leonero. It's actually El Leonero.
El Leonero.
Yeah, so, you know.
Which is what it was originally, right?
Yeah, it was Rancho El Leonero.
So how did it get that name?
That was Gil Powell. And Gil was a cinematographer, big game hunter, adventurer, he was a wealthy guy and led the good life. Half of the year in Africa, the other half in the East Cape, you know. And he big, beautiful. He owned 2 miles of beachfront, 2 airports on the property. And back then it was so remote, you know. He had a good time. Anyway, he was a lion hunter. I don't know how big of a lion hunter he really was, but that's what the Mexicans ones actually. And his Rancho El Leonero, meaning the...
So his nickname was El Leonero.
Yeah, they called him Leonero.
Leonero meaning
lining. Gil Powell was his name.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, is that who you bought it from?
No, I bought it for out of their estate is what it ended up being. There was a Luz Marie Davila was in control of it. And she was a Presto Nombre, and so I don't know how it all worked, but it was a clean sale. You know, when I first got on the property... it was for sale, and it was listed with a brokerage in Bonita and Sunview Properties, and I couldn't believe that it was actually for sale. You know, I mean, this is like a park. This is not
it. And it's the middle of nowhere.
I couldn't believe that I could actually purchase it and possess it, you know. So I said, there has to be some catch here, right?
Yeah.
So I spent about a year and a half, you know, did water studies because I, you know, back then there was no desal, and so lots of water there. And then I had a Latin title expert Oscar Salas was his name, a Cuban guy, come in and do a study of the property going all the way back from First American Title. So we actually were, got the first title policy from First American
to make sure there was no Aedo involved.
Yeah, yeah,
like that.
And it was a real clean title because it comes off an old Spanish land grant, and it was just, I was just second owner, third owner right down the line. So it was real easy tracking it. Clean title and no problems with it. So after about a year and a half, I ended up getting it. But it took that long, you know, going through it because I just really was looking for the skeleton in the closet.
Yeah, sure.
Smart.
Yeah.
And I still pinch myself that I had the opportunity to, you know, have that property and be
sure.
custodian of it for as long as I did, and because it's a special spot.
It is a special spot. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show. Talking to you, it's a very special show for all of us today, for sure, with John from Rancho Leonero.
I just can't wait to hear all the memories that everybody's had. I can't wait to share the memories that I've had and all the great time that everybody has shared at such a special place. And I can agree, this is going to be a very fun show. And we can't wait to have you be a part of it. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call. The number 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. The text line always opens. So many great opportunities and great stories come through on that Let's Talk Hookup text. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, text the show option only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. It's easy to find. As soon as you fire up the app, you'll see the text the show option, and make sure you include your contact information when you send us a text message, because we're giving away a great prize today. One lucky caller at the end of the show today, or one lucky texter, which is going to be decided from a coin flip from John at the end of the show, is going to win an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Very special prize, an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing on any open party boat from Fisherman. So a great prize for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090, or send us those texts on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Today's going to be a great show. Lots of fun, lots of stories, lots of great memories. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check powerpro.com.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough, light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like 2 free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Boy, that didn't take long for those phones to get packed.
Yeah. There's one line open, though.
Exactly what I was going to say, man. There's one shot before they all get packed up. One left if you want it. 213-432-1090.
Yeah, for sure. I got the text.
Oh, my gosh.
Like crazy, yeah. I have a great text here from Boo in Bay Park. He says, now that John's closing the chapter of Rancho Leonero, we need him to read us a bedtime fishing story. It's bad enough that the chapter is ending. We don't want to miss his voice and his stories. Love to John and his family and crew. That's such a great thing.
Yeah,
it's so true, too, because totally. Everybody says those spots, which were created from that mastermind,
Bill Corkery,
and Bill Corkery Productions in Mission Valley of San Diego. He... they're so iconic that you know, they just and I remember, John, remember we went through like two or three phases where we'd just take you in the studio and you'd just talk, right?
Yeah, that's how we
did all of them, and then you found that music that was absolutely perfect. They're legendary.
It's really Bill Corkery's cooking, you know.
It's, but it's your voice and your demeanor that really made it happen.
Yeah, and I think that's what probably kept me going in Mexico as well. I'm pretty easy going, and I never get in their faces, never get too excited and stuff. And that really helps in Mexico.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you don't want to irritate them. Every Machismo's alive down there, and you don't want to get after.
And it's their territory,
right?
You're a guest.
People talk about it forever, you know, hearing those spots and how, you know, like, the first they would ask, you know, does he really sound like that? And then, you know, I met John at the show and he sounded just like it. Or even better, you know, I went down to the ranch and, you know, he came back from fishing and, you know, there was John just hanging out at the bar, and we had a Pacifico together, and, you know, we talked about fishing and talked about the ranch. And, you know, I think that was one of the fun things about going down there is, you know, you were so accessible to everybody that enjoyed the ranch, and you had fun talking to a guy who was a surgeon on your left and a guy who was swinging a hammer on your right and a guy who was casting a surface iron on, you know, behind you. You're like,
oh, absolutely. You know, a lucky guy and unique, and I'm proud of the ranch. I am proud of the ranch and what I've done there. And like I said, it's a real intimate environment, and people enjoy it. It's, you know, very fulfilling for me, for sure. And I've got to meet so many interesting people from all walks of life, you know. And, it's really been a great run, you know. And it's gone by
how
so
many years?
Fast. Over 42.
I have to, before the phones now are full.
Yeah.
So there, people are very anxious very to full. Talk to, so we got to get to a lot of texts and a lot of calls, promise. But I got to tell the story, or have John tell the story of how we met 31 years ago. It was very soon after we started Let's Talk.
Right. Let's see if we remember this.
Yeah. So John called me up. And he said, hey.
Never met before. Okay.
And he says, I've got this resort, fishing resort down in the East Cape, and, you know, I heard about your show, and I want to talk to you. Let's have lunch at the Green Flash
in
Pacific Beach, which is still there, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so we went over there, maybe had a couple Bloody Marys or two. I don't know. I remember. But, and we just, he just said, hey, I want to call live fish reports in from the East Cape, and I want to promote my fishing resort on your show. I said, great. That's, you know, because that we were just getting started, and I needed sponsors absolutely at that time. And so it was like, hey, great for me.
This is
great
a mutually beneficial partnership.
And who would have known it would morph into a relationship and a friendship for 32 years plus, you know.
Yeah.
It's not going away, certainly, when we're done here.
We might add that. I've continue to bug everybody.
You got to call us.
And I'm not leaving down there, you understand, completely.
Yeah.
I have my home, and I'll actually be able to fish more on
right.
my boat down in the marina.
Yeah.
And I won't have to share it with all the guests.
That's it, yeah. And you have a beautiful home down there.
Thanks.
Overlooking that whole area. But that was such an amazing thing to have these live fishing reports.
Right. Those are the first ones, right?
That were literally from this ultra remote spot, so remote that how would you used to be able to go?
I used to. They were two phone exchanges in town. One in Lauderdale.
There were no cell phones. There
no,
were
no,
way
no,
before
no,
cell
no.
Phones.
This is before nobody had cell
nobody
phones.
Nobody had cell phones.
No, this is like late 70s, early 80s. No, there were two. There's two casetas, they call them, and with two lines of piece, one in La Rivera and one in Buena Vista, and they had batteries and a crank, right?
Yeah.
And they had an operator that had to be there to hook you up. So, but I ended up using, and I remember I was doing the reports not just Sunday, I was doing both Saturday and Sunday for years. I did both, and so I'd have to bribe the cassette operator to come in early so I could come and do the show. And then back then, you know, you could run all the way up the beach. There were no blocks or anything. Now it wouldn't be possible to do. But I'd race up on my quad, you know, have a great time and go up. And it was, because it was so remote then and there were no phones and everything, you know, it was weekly. It was my only opportunity to really touch base with what's going on in the United States, you know. So I would always feel like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
So what's up with you guys?
What's the report up there?
Give me a report. Let me know what's going on. So, yeah, but I would do that twice a week. And then I'd come back, you know, when I'm done with it. There's always a good feeling when you're done with the report, you know, especially on the weekends. Well, I've got accomplished something for the day, you know, so I'm feeling pretty good at myself and race back down the beach on the quad. I used to have a really hot quad, you know, turning it sideways and rolling down the beach, kicking ass.
And there was virtually no houses down there.
I drive around there now, down there now. It just blows me away.
Yeah.
It just blows me away how many people. And I don't know about age-wise, but tenure-wise, I'm sure I'm the longest person down there. And what used to be old Bob Van Warmer, now I'm kind of the old man.
Yeah.
but there's so many Americans down in town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a couple thousand permanent residents.
Yeah, and then in the winter down in Los Barriles, it's like there's a traffic jam on the main drag of Los Barriles. And so many people.
It's so interesting because when it's so busy in town during the winter, all the snowbirds come in. It's the lightest time for the hotel.
Yes.
And you know, it's for Palmas and as well. They have a lot of windsurfers, kiteboarders now.
And pickleball players. They have a pickleball. They turn Playa del Sol into a pickleball resort.
There's so much pickleball. These new developers, I was looking at their residential development. Pickleball course.
That's
so funny. Of course. Everybody's pickleball.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to you, John, so let's do it.
We got to do that, man. How about we start it off this morning with Tony. Tony's calling us from Blossom Valley. Tony, thanks for getting us started on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Hey, John. This is Tony with the Tin Boat.
Oh,
you were nice enough to let me drag my Valco down there a long time ago.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thanks for calling in.
Just wanted to say thanks for everything. You were nice enough to let me keep my boat down there and never charged me a dime and watched me every morning and didn't make a dime. And a lot of good memories. I want to say thanks for me and Kathy and my dad.
Oh, no, Tony.
And you end
Thank
up with
you,
my
guys.
Rhino.
Absolutely. You know what? Thanks for the Rhino, Tony. You know, that's my
you still got her?
Vehicle. Oh, yeah. I had it redone. I had it completely redone from one end to the other. And it'll climb a tree. That old Rhino.
God bless you.
No. All the new ones now, we have rentals down there, and I'll take groups out. And we'll go up the washes wherever, and I'll lead out in that Rhino. And I'm constantly backtracking to find ways for them to get around that Rhino will go. That Rhino, it's narrower, it's higher. You know, it doesn't have anywhere near as much horsepower, but it just rules. I love that thing.
That's so cool.
I love that thing.
I told you it'd work out.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thanks,
appreciate
Tony.
That very much.
All right, well, I had a fun text come through that I wanted to read.
I mean, there's so
many. Oh, man. Yeah, this is not going to be an easy one picking so many fun ones. Great show, guys. A sad show for me, but so many fond memories of the ranch. For John, my curiosity, what happens to the pongas and all the sport fishing boats? I have so many fond memories of the ranch. Love everything you've done. Jeff in Mission Viejo.
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, the boats. Well,
the boats are probably going to go with the captains. They were included in the package when I sold it. Not all of the boats, not my boat, but the vast majority of them. And they're not really going to have any use for them. I'm not sure what's going to go on. I'm encouraging them to give all the employees a super deal on them. with the severance now, you know, we're because a lot of my employees have been working for me for over 30 years.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, so they've accrued a lot of benefits and retirement, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm encouraging the new buyers to to give the boat owners, or actually the captains, the boats, right? So, but that's a work in progress.
Yeah,
but a good question too, Jeff. Because I'm going down today to deal with a lot of this stuff, and that'll be on my list. That is on my list.
And what happens to all the employees? Of course, Mexico law. There's a big severance, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all going to do very well, and this is my family, so
right,
I'm really taking care of everybody. They can do pretty much what they want to do. They're all getting a nice little parachute, but right now there's such a demand for employees and everywhere. I mean, they're importing lots of employees and workers from the mainland.
Yeah.
So
these guys are guys that live in
the local. The local residents are a nicer. They're such nice people.
Yes.
They really are. I'm not downing mainland Mexicans, but it's a completely different bunch in Baja. These are really, really good people, and most of them speak English, and they have a lot more European in them than the mainland Mexicans. Again, no offense, but they're in demand. Anyway, long story short, as employees, so they can pick their job.
And
especially
so
my
many
guys.
Great people.
Oh,
yeah.
Especially
so,
my guys.
When I was down there last month, Joel, one of the bartenders and servers, it's like comes up, he goes, "Amarancho," and just with this big sad face, and
it's family. That's really the tough part for me, but I'm making sure that they're all well taken care of.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think, the new buyers are interested in keeping as many of them as they can, but that's really between them and the employees, how they're going to pay them. And I think there's a learning curve for the Monterey bunch. Everything is much more expensive in Baja than it is on the mainland.
Uh-huh, for sure.
So there's a learning curve, I think, for Monterey there, too.
Yeah. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
That sounds great. How about we talk to Sean? He's calling us from Lomita this morning. Sean, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks a lot. I was introduced to the East Cape down at Hotel Spa Buena Vista, and I've been to a lot of the resorts, but Rancho, that Leonero was just something special. I mean, it was just special. I mean, they're all great, but your resort was, that's the best word, is special. Two of the three favorite words I hear every week is, that's Rancho Leonero. So I'd like to hear those words before you part with us on this show. And also, what were some of your greatest fishing memories down there?
It's always the one that got away, right?
Yeah.
That's for sure. And thanks. I'm getting used to the word was, too. We had Gary Barnes Webb, my old manager. He was my professional hunter over in Africa, my guide. And I talked him into coming over. And this was 99. And the first year he was on, probably the third or fourth time he'd ever really been out fishing, marlin fishing. There was a little local tournament of some of the homeowners at the ranch. We went out, and we were the last ones out, and we were in a small boat. And right in front of the hotel, we hooked into a giant marlin. I mean, a giant marlin. And there's kind of, especially the real big ones, they're kind of slow on the take. They just don't get that they're hooked up or whatever. So I was in the seat, and I reeled this fish up no more than 10 minutes right to the stern of the boat, and sitting there. And it was such a big fish. It was way bigger than the boat. And I mean, way
500, 600?
Oh, no, it's well over 1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
No, the eyes were almost softball sized.
Wow.
And the fish was, the bill, because I touched the bill. It was
blue marlin, black marlin?
I couldn't tell you whether it was either a blue or a black.
Yeah.
But the bill, it had no bill. And I thought maybe the bill had gotten caught in the prop. So I bent over and looked at it and put my hands on it. It was well rounded. It obviously hadn't had a bill in a long time. So obviously they can survive without a bill, right? But a giant. Giant fish, and I couldn't get the deckhand was a beach kid, and Mark, who's now captain of my boat, but he was just a beach kid that we got off. And I kept telling him, put the gas in him. And no.
No, senor.
No, no. And then Gary was just wide-eyed up there looking down. And I said, Gary, come down and put a gas. And he says, oh, he looks a little green to me. We should wait a few minutes. And I'm like, screw you. You come down here. And the fish, of course, rolled off of the swim step and went straight down. And then Gary had just bought three new international reels, brand new. And he tied them together because he'd read it in the book. And all three of the big reels, they were 80 wide internationals, you know, loaded with 80 pound test. The fish took everything.
Oh no!
Right. Wow!
Yeah, oh no!
He had those orange mooring buoys, right? Two of those, you know, and in jaws, right?
Yeah.
That's the barrels come up.
Yeah.
Not with this guy.
Wow.
This was a giant fish. So anyway, that was, of all of them,
that's a good story.
Yeah.
Story for sure. Hey, I've got a great text here, and there's a lot of these going on here. Good morning. Bill from Mission Viejo. I took my family down there to the ranch 3 years ago, fished 3 days, all kinds of great fish, including the last day of fishing. We were coming back. My son hooked a striped marlin. Catch of a lifetime with these greatest memories that will last forever. Thank you, John, for such a wonderful experience. There's a lot of those.
Wow.
Right.
Thank you, Bill.
That's really cool.
It means a lot. Thank you.
Let's go. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got phone calls. We got text messages. Catch reports and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with John Ireland and Rancho Leonero on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Summer is here and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice, they've become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline. Full prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And you know, Shimano designed a rod for West Coast anglers. It's called the Terramar West Coast Rod. And it has, they have jig rods, they have rail rods, they have all kinds of great rods. TC4 blank construction, double layer core advanced technology, and of course, that high modulus graphite that Shimano is so famous for, right?
This is now in like, I think, fourth or fifth generation.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing is, it's built for the West Coast. All the actions, fast tapers, lightweight, great components, and at a very affordable price.
Yeah, so if you want to catch yellowtail, calicos, or giant tuna, check out the Shimano Terramar West Coast Series of Rod at your local Shimano dealer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman to find a location nearest you. Check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I want to remind you this portion of the show is sponsored in part by our friends at the Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the Fish Pros. You can get the finest fish processing while you wait, while your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase their famous rubs, their spices, their poke kit, and more. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. date. That's the first thing that's on people's mind in this busy part of the season. But as we start to transition into the, you know, booking our trips for next year, this is when it's important to make those reservations.
Oh,
you know,
like, yeah.
When you're making next season's plans for fishing, that's when you make your reservation plans.
No doubt about it, because you might be surprised. They may be full if you wait till, oh, just book it like a month out from my trip.
It happens all the time.
Right now.
Yep, happens all the time.
Book that. And I got to tell you, I went to visit some friends in Northern California this week and took some of that yellowfin tuna that I caught on the Shogun a few weeks ago and did the Sean defrost trick where take it out of the package, wrap it in paper towels, put it in the refrigerator overnight. And I'm telling you, because they take such good care of your fish at Fisherman's Processing, everything's perfectly trimmed, that stuff... I mean, you could not tell that from absolute fresh fish.
You could carve a piece off, dip it in some soy, and fire it back.
And that's exactly what we did.
So
it was like, it was unbelievable. Now, speaking of Fisherman Processing and your trips, the Royal Star, hard to believe, they actually have some openings here. They have two spots on a November 24th through 27th trip, which is the trip right after Thanksgiving, which is super popular. And that's perfect for what this local bluefin, oh my gosh. Two spots on that trip, November 29th to December 2nd. These are... Look to be like 4-day trips, 3-4-day trips, 7 spots available on that. And then December 28th through the 31st, that looks to be a 3-day trip. So if you want to go, and this fish is around. It's not going anywhere.
Oh, man, no, it's
so,
great fishing right now.
If you want to go on in luxury and style on the Royal Star, you got to check it out. Call Royal Star Sport Fishing or just book online at royalstarsportfishing.com and take advantage of those short trips that they actually have openings on the Royal Star. Hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Let's do it, Rick.
Dave Ananza is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, first I want to give a big shout-out to what today is all about, being Veterans Day. I'm a veteran. I didn't make near the sacrifice that many did, but if it wasn't for our veterans, we probably wouldn't be here talking about fishing here this morning. So a big, big salute and thank you to all veterans. Hey, John.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, John, it's going to be hard to imagine a world without Rancho Leonero. I won the first Let's Talk Hookup tournament down there in 1995. Hard to believe that's been 28 years ago.
Wow.
But I can't even been a while. And, gosh, I can't even count the number of times I've been back there with buddies of mine, my wife. My wife and I have celebrated our anniversaries down there, taken my sons individually. We've gone down as a family, and it's been so much more than a fishing trip. It's been such a great family memory, and I want to thank you for that, John. And right now, I just want to wish you the best of everything, and I hope you have a lot of good grandpa time with those cute little grandkids, too.
Thank you, David. Thanks. Thank you for your service as well on Veterans Day.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thank you, amigo. Yeah, it's been a nice run, and it, like I said, we've made so many good friends, and yourself included, so I'll be around. I'll be back on. Occasionally, Pete will let me back on.
Oh, of course, man. We're not. He's not going anywhere. He's sticking around here for sure. Hey, Dave, nice to hear from you. Happy Veterans Day. And to all the veterans out there, thank you for your sacrifices and your service for us here. We appreciate it very much. That does free up 213-432-1090. Open right now. 213-432-1090. You have a great text.
I thought so, yeah. It's a cool one from Dave and Marina Del Rey, Dave with the Marina Del Rey Anglers. John, absolutely love Rancho Leonero. Curious, what are you doing with the statues, fountains, and paintings in the bar? Is there any chance any of them could be purchased? I'd love to have a piece of my favorite place back at my home.
You know, it's really interesting. I never expected that, the number of people have asked me, you know, they want for memorabilia, I guess, huh? And
what about the ring game?
Oh my God, I can't even.
The ring game, the most popular game, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Ring game, huh? Anyway, the new owners have bought a lot of that, and I'm not sure what they're interested in and what they're not, and I'm not really interested in selling any of it, but we'll just have to see how it breaks out. The office, stay in touch with the office, and we're going to keep the office open at least for 2 or 3 months after we close. So I'll know a lot more then. So if you touch base with the office there, the 800 number 646 or rancholeonero.com, you should be able to stay in touch, and I'll know more. Right now, I just really don't know. But it's interesting because there's a number of people that have been asking me. They have their a favorite piece of art or or whatever at the ranch. And thanks for the interest, and we will be in touch, but that's kind of up in the air right at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. I have a great text here from Jeff in Huntington Beach. Good morning, guys. Thanks, John, for finding such a beautiful spot, and my friends and their favorite rooms are going to miss Eddie, the Ponga Captains, and the rest of the wonderful staff. Caught my first Wahoo there and always enjoyed say hello to Pam and Phil, and always enjoyed saying hi to Pam and Phil at the Fred Hall shows. Thanks for a great memory.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's cool. All right.
God, man, I just...
Yeah, I know. Good stuff.
Like yeah, that. every time we read one of those stories about somebody saying things, it just like I can't help but going into my mind and thinking about all the good times we've had there. It's been a really fun run, John. You did a really good job. Phones are packed up. This time we're going to talk to Bill. Bill's calling us from Dana Landing. What's up, Bill? Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you guys. Good morning. How is everybody? Just wanted to congratulate John on a job well done. There's nobody that I've met in the business that works as hard as John. He should tell you some of the stories, what it was like getting all the boats and building materials back in Baja when there wasn't any way to get all those materials down there, but he did it. And thanks for your friendship, and it's going to be sad.
Yeah, it is, Bill.
And thanks for 20 years of the show.
We know what Bill this is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you spent a lot of time down there and taking a lot of pictures down there.
Bill's been on the show a couple times.
Absolutely.
He's really the number one historian on Baja that I know anyway.
Yeah.
And his father-in-law as well is the number one historian.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Bill's been a good friend for a long time, and it was interesting getting the thing going. I look back, and I think, God, what I got away with, you know, and how I've always, if I had a buck where everybody told you can't do this, you can't do that, you know, and I always found a way to do it. One way or the other, you need to just keep poking away at it, right? It's straight stubbornness, dogmatism, huh? But we always got it done. And, yeah, it's been a really good run. And it's really gone fast. I promise you, I can't believe that, you know, I'm 40-some years in. I'm getting ready to retire.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
How many runs back and forth have you made, especially in the old days, bringing materials and, things have simplified so much more now. You need something, you order it, and it shows up. But, Bill brings up such a great point. Think about 10 years ago, and then 20 years ago, and then 30 years ago, what that must have been like when you needed,
It's interesting because back then it was so remote, there was no communication, no anything, but it was much, much simpler. The federal government wasn't paying any attention. It was really remote. It had just become a state, Baja Sur. It was the frontier. Mm-hmm. They referred to it, frontier of Baja.
There was still a Wild West element.
Yeah, it was still Wild West, but back then, you know, there wasn't so much government interference or taxation or oversight, and so it's much easier. I could have never gotten away with what I did now, certainly. So in a lot of ways, it's tougher now, and it was harder to get things done back then, you know, logistics, and there wasn't anything around. But it was easier.
You just did it.
Yeah, it was easier. And you could do it. Now, if I want to put in a road or do anything, I got to get permits to cut the brush. I got to do this and that.
Of course.
And back then, you just
every aspect.
You just
cut the road.
Yeah, we'd get on the ATVs a little later in the game, and we'd go down. And right now, we're the Four Seasons and all Costa Palmas, and there was marshes in there, and we'd go duck hunting in there, you know.
Yeah.
And bang the ducks, and we had stands, and we'd go keep the ducks rolling by running the ATVs around it, and it was way different in the beginning. It was better.
That's cool.
Better.
You have a great. By the way, that does free up a 213-432-1090.
Thank you, Bill.
A very busy morning.
My good buddy
Christian is standing by to take your phone call.
I did have a great text, but this is a text like so many others. But I wanted to read them, and I want to read as many of these as we can. We've been to the last three Let's Talk Hookup tournaments. We've made lifetime friends and fishing buddies as a result. Thank you, John, for your hospitality over the years. The ranch is going to be missed. Kim Borsch from San Marcos.
Oh, Kim, yeah, and a staple at our Rancho Leonero tournaments, too. And while we're talking about our Rancho Leonero tournaments, we've got to talk about tournament director Bob Blum and Pamela Benson, too.
Dr. Bob.
Yeah, Dr. Bob, and, of course, his lovely Carol passed away. He's the co-tournament director. And Dr. Bob spent many days tabulating and keeping people straight during our 28 years of Rancho Leonero tournaments.
He tried to make it serious.
Come on. He loosened up a little bit, but anyway, he kind of made a fun tone.
It was great.
No, he did. Somebody needed to pay attention, that's for
Pam
sure.
Pam would hand him a beer and say, lighten up, Bob. But Dr. Bob, we're very grateful for all your support and all you did there, for
and
sure.
Great family.
Yeah.
The Gefilte Fishers.
The Gefilte Fishers, yeah, for sure.
Gefilte Fishers.
And, of course, Pam and Phil, I mean, we'd be remiss not talking about all the great things, and Pam still works for you, of course, that they did at the Fred Hall shows and the Bart Hall shows for you.
Right. Pam and Phil, I'd be lost without them.
Yeah.
You know, and particularly Pam, you know, everyone loves
Pam.
She knows more about the ranch than I do.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right? You know, to shows, you know, all the pricing and all that, people come to the booth and want me to compute what it's going to cost for four days, 2 days fishing, all that. I go, no. talk to one of the girls. I've never been good with all the detail. But she knows more about the ranch than I do, and so personable, and a great lady and good friend.
Pam has that personality where you've just never met her day in your life, and she just pulls you in and you're best friends from day one.
And that's the thing about the ranch. It's business, but everyone's friends. And
totally.
Yeah.
Kind of like you always say, it's like Cheers, right?
It's like
everybody
Cheers.
Knows your name.
Everybody knows everybody, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody knows your name in there. And the bartenders, you know, really do know everyone.
They're amazing. Those guys are just unreal.
It's so easy. You know, you go and have a drink and put it on my room. And I would always know when somebody's really in the know, because there really is no room number six.
Yeah.
There's five and seven, but there's no room six.
Oh,
that's funny.
So just put it on number six.
Yeah, so I mean, the old timers really know. Yeah, put it on six.
Oh, that's funny.
that's good. Here's a memory from Jim in Thousand Oak, Thousand Palms. He says, I've heard rumors that John was a scout as a kid in the Los Angeles area, and he served as camp staff at Camp Emerald Bay at Catalina Island when he was young. Is that true?
I was not camp staff. I was in Troop 2 out of Santa Monica, so I was a Boy Scout. And my father is a pediatrician in Santa Monica, actually the first pediatrician in Santa Monica. And he donated 2 weeks of his, it was our summer vacation over at Camp Emerald Bay from the time I was 1 year old until the time I was 45. My dad did it 45 straight years. And so I spent a lot of time in the Boy Scouts at the camp, and then with my parents. I learned to swim there and everything. Really good memories. And honestly, I probably wouldn't have not purchased the ranch. It reminded me so much of Camp Emerald Bay on the west end of the island there, on the lee side and all that.
Yeah.
That was a big part for me. Like
really?
I say, really, really fond memories. I wasn't on camp staff, but I spent a lot of time at Camp Emerald Bay.
Camp Emerald Bay.
I sure did. I swam the Mills Mile around Indian Head Rock.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 8 years old with my dad.
Yeah.
My dad was a real waterman, and he really encouraged me. He was a great ab diver, and he could hold his breath for amazing amounts of time.
Yeah.
He had his own ab irons that he'd made.
Really?
Oh,
cool.
Yeah, we used to have abalone every night there.
Wonderful
memories. Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks for bringing up good old Emerald Bay.
That's right.
Cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming to you, including the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.